بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. We have Sheikh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.
All right, Sheikh Ahmad Danish. Today's question in the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs asks, what are some of the strategies and solutions introduced by the Holy Quran in facing the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We mean by enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the enemies to the religion of Islam and we can say Islam. And whether it is possible to sit down with the enemies of the Muslims, we can say, and have a dialogue with them or not. So are there any strategies or we can say, are there any, it's better to say, guidelines suggested by the Holy Quran in order to solve such a problem or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So regarding this important topic of the strategies of the Holy Quran with respect to the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have in Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 60. Right, and it's a famous verse of the Holy Quran. It says that وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ مِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ And what is the purpose? تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَكُمْ وَآخَرِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَهُمُ اللَّهِ يَعْلَمُهُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يُوَفَّى إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. The verse is very clear that prepare against them whatever you can of military power and war horses.
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose? So that your enemy comes in awe of your power, awing thereby the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others beside them whom you do not know, but Allah knows them. So there are enemies. The word here is aduwallah.
Mm-hmm.
That is the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So an enemy of the Muslims is considered to be the enemy of Allah, because if the Muslims are righteous, they are on the true path of Islam, then the enemy of these Muslims would be the enemy of Allah, because they want to extinguish the light of spirituality, the light of belief, and the light of Islam.
That's right.
And so the verse is clear in saying that prepare whatever is necessary so that these people come in your awe and they are afraid of you.
Mm-hmm.
They are afraid to attack you. Because this enemy is only believing, because they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't believe in a God, they only believe in one thing, that is the rule of the jungle, the rule of power. And what we know about these people, they are only afraid when they are facing another more powerful enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a law that is being explained in the Holy Quran.
That's
that
right.
These people will not become nice with you because they like you, for example, or they like your culture, or they like your religion, because these people don't like your religion.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like your culture. They are different people. These people only understand the language of power.
But we read in the Holy Quran, for example, Surah Nahl, Ayah 125, that invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good advice.
Mm, true.
And dispute with them in a manner that is best.
True.
I mean, indeed, your Lord knows best those who stray from his way, and he knows best those who are guided. So, I mean, inviting to the way with wisdom and good advice. I mean, and disputing them with a good manner, okay? Isn't this in contradiction with what you said? I mean, with keeping them in awe or fear or something?
Yes, the verse says that وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ.
أَحْسَنَ, that's
right. And مَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَ is again.
مَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَ, that's right.
Yes, مَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَ is mentioned. So the first step whenever we are dealing with those who disagree with us is to invite them to the path of righteousness, the path of Haqq, and the path of Islam in a good manner, in a manner that truth can be highlighted for them, the right things or the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the belief in the Holy Quran is highlighted for them. These are people, ordinary people that we are inviting, right?
Okay.
And so we see that Imam, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, invited the people of Makkah to the path of Islam. There were people from his own tribe. But the more powerful, the chiefs of the tribe, they felt threatened.
That's right.
Right? And they said that this religion, if it takes root in Arabia, it would mean the end of our power.
Mm-hmm.
And so every powerful person would oppose the new religion of Islam in the Arabia of those days.
That's right.
And so when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina, and the first Islamic state was established in the city of Medina, what happened was that now the verses of jihad were revealed, and That's the right. Prophet was told that now is the time for you to prepare against the disbelievers, because these disbelievers are going to prepare against you.
That's right.
And so this verse is in the context of this history, that first the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited those around him. Once they refused and they even plotted to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had to migrate to Medina, and here the verses of jihad come about. So the first path is the path of dialogue, is the path of discussion, is the path of invitation. And even with the rulers of other countries around around Medina or around Arabia, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote letters for the different rulers of Rome, for example, at that time, the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire of that time. These letters were written and they were sent as an invitation to these rulers to come to in the fold of Islam. So most of the rulers rejected those offers, right? So this is a path of discussion even for the rulers. And we see that in the example of Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, it is said that speak to Fir'aun or the Pharaoh with qawlan layyin, so that your voice, the tone of your voice is soft, so that you can invite him. So this is a first instance of Prophet Moses interacting with Pharaoh. But what happened was that Pharaoh refused to liberate the Bani Israel and to send the Bani Israel with Prophet Moses.
Okay.
And he refused all the signs. So many signs came to them. They refused every sign, and then they started persecuting even more.
That's right.
So with this history in mind, the Prophet Moses was commanded to leave Egypt, and this miracle of the parting of the seas took place.
That's right.
And all the army of Pharaoh was drowned in that. So the first step, as you mentioned, is the path of invitation. You have to do dialogue. Jadilhum billatihi ahsan maw'izatil hasana. But again, applying these things to the current world that we are living in.
That's right.
The current world that we are living in is a world where, again, the law of the jungle prevails.
Mm-hmm.
We see that, for example, America has shown animosity to, for example, the Islamic government in Iran since the very beginning.
All right.
Now, it's the 46th year of the revolution,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And in the 46th year of the revolution, what have we seen? We have seen that first they instigated a country like Iraq to invade, for example, Iran. 8 years of war, 200 to 300,000 or even 500,000 people who were martyred, and so many people who got injured. And even to this day, we see the consequences of that war, 8 years of war. And then the sanctions came, and then the destruction came, and then they even shot an aeroplane, a passenger aeroplane that was traveling.
Yeah, in Persian Gulf, that's right.
In Persian Gulf.
Attack on her,
and so they have shown their animosity so many times that now the Hujja is, for example, for the rulers of that country, they are, even today, they are supporting the genocide in Palestine, every day sending weapons to Israel, a Zionist country that believes in the complete extermination of the Palestinian people. So for these people, no amount of jadilhum billatihi ehsan will work. These people only understand the language of power, unfortunately.
So what about if they show peace? I mean, for instance, again, in the Quran, we have Ayah 61 of Surah Al-Anfal that's right. If they incline toward peace, then you too incline toward it.
Yes.
I mean, you
again,
show peace.
The same verse that I recited, وَإِنْ جَنَهُ لِلسَّلْمِ فَجْنَهْ لَهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
Yeah, I mean, showing peace, that's
so
right.
So it's the verse before that was saying that وَعَيْدُ لَهُمْ مَسَّتَعَدُمْ. And the verse afterwards is saying that, okay, if these same oppressors come to the way of peace, you also show
So there is still a chance for dialogue with the enemy.
Yes, if these people stop oppressing and stop persecuting the Muslims throughout the world, they say that now we have become ashamed of our actions, right? And we have realized our mistakes. We are going to recompensate you for all the harm that we caused you. Now is the time for dialogue. But how will that stage be reached? Once they realize that they cannot overcome you through power. Once they are afraid of you, once they are afraid of your weapons, once they are afraid of your unity, once they are afraid of your soft power, only then they will come to the conclusion that no, we cannot defeat this nation or these people who are united in their cause, who are willing to die for their cause, and who are willing to give blood for their cause. Otherwise, these people will, because they believe in the power of the barrel and the power of the gun, they will never come to the negotiation.
Does peace and negotiation means to submit before your enemy, or does it mean submission to the wills and wants of your enemy or not? I mean, since, for example, your enemy is powerful and you are in a weaker stance, so you have to accept all what they say in a negotiation or something like that.
Yes, sometimes, for example, what happened after the First World War was that Germany submitted to the humiliating conditions of the Allies, right, and accepted some of those humiliating conditions. And as a result, those 20 years or until the Second World War were a period of humiliation for Germany. They wanted an empire of their own, but instead, because of the loss in the First World War, they were subjected to humiliating conditions. And this realized that they could not fight any further. But whenever a subjugation to humiliation is imposed on a nation, there is a reaction to that submission and subjugation to such circumstances. And therefore, in Islam, for example, under no circumstances are we allowed to subjugate or submit to humiliation. And for example, what we see today in Palestine is humiliation for the entire 1.5 billion Muslims of the world. That a power of 7 million, for example, Zionists, is subjugating 1.5 billion Muslims all over the world.
That's right.
And killing on a daily basis, maiming children, women, elderly, destroying their houses, destroying their livelihoods, destroying their hospitals. So this is a humiliation, and under no circumstances will, for example, Muslims should accept this sort of circumstances.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حساب. حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن